Hey guys, it's Priscilla, and welcome back to another math podcast episode. This episode is actually going to be about piecewise functions. Now, you may be asking yourself, what in the world is a piecewise function? Well, guess what? 2 days ago, I didn't even know what it was either. So, I'm going to explain to you guys what it is and break it down so you guys can have an understanding of what a piecewise function is. So, a piecewise function is defined by two or more equations, and each piece of the function or equation in the function applies to a different part of its domain. Now, if you guys don't know what domain is, it's a set of all possible x values which make the function work. So when you guys graph a line, it's actually not just whatever line. You're actually using equations to know what's the slope of the line, what's the domain of the line, and what's the range of the line. For example, there will be given different x values. So when you start a function, you will see f of x equals. Now, the given x values here are f in parentheses negative 8, 0, negative 2, 3, and 10. And in the function is x is less than 2. Now we have to use the given numbers to substitute x. Now, for example, you will use one of the numbers that was given, negative 8, 0, negative 2, 3, and 10. In this case, negative 8 is less than 2. Either you will be given an equation to find f negative 8, or you will just be given a number. And in this case, the equation is just 3. Now for the next one is negative 2 is less than or equal to x, and x is less than 5. For this one, we do have an equation, which is x plus 2. And we will use 0 because negative 2 is less than or equal to 0, but 0 is less than 5. So you will substitute x with 0. 0 plus 2 is 2. So f of 0 equals 2. Now when you graph a piecewise function, we need to identify the difference between greater than, less than, or greater than or equal to, and less than or equal to. When drawing a line, the dot or the beginning is either an open circle or a closed circle. And when it is less than or equal to, greater than or equal to, it's a closed circle. When it's greater than or less than, it's a closed circle. So now that we know the difference, the next function to graph is f of x is equal to x less than 0. So when x is less than 0, x is negative 2, and then x is greater than or equal to 0, and the equation is fx. Now, for the first one, x is less than 0, we can use the formula y is equal to mx plus b, because we're actually finding the slope. So the slope for this one, the y equals mx plus b formula, could be used for the x minus 2. Now x, there's no number in front of it, so we assume that the slope is 1 over 1. And the intersection, the y-intercept, would be at negative 2, 0, negative 2. So when you plot the point, you will go to 0, negative 2, plot your first point, and do a slope of rise over run 1 over 1. And then, since x is less than 0, you want to find all the numbers that are less than 0. So you will only need, the line will only be below the x-axis, because we only need numbers that are less than 0. So that is it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys understood something. I'll try my best to do better at explaining. And stay tuned for my next episode. Bye.